Hello and welcome into Emergent CF, news and information on topics that shape the community of Foundation World. I'm your host, Eric Ozempa. Hey, today we have the newly promoted Janelle Kaplan, Vice President of Philanthropy at the Miami Foundation, joining us. Thanks for joining us, Janelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Janelle is the Vice President of Philanthropy. You played a key role in the nonprofit sector for over the last 13 years. In your role as Vice President of Philanthropy, you cultivate relationships with donors, families, and corporations to achieve their short and long-term giving goals. You are a certified 2164 advisor, a network that provides multi-generational advising, facilitation, and training for next generation engagement. I have to do a hard stop there real quick. For people who don't know what 2164, can you elaborate just a little bit more about that program?
Sure. So it's a wonderful educational community. So there's over 1,000 certified advisors. There are numerous courses. I've participated in a few, but essentially it gives you the tools in your toolbox that you need to be able to facilitate comfortably conversations, maybe sometimes hard conversations with families and anyone that's really looking to give back. So it's been a wonderful vehicle for me to network. And they also have created some other robust offerings. Most recently, I participated in Courageous Conversations. So having the opportunity to speak about race.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, certainly encourage anybody to check out 2164. In fact, I'll be going to Jacksonville in October, and they're going to have a community foundation workshop, if you will, or learning session. So I'd encourage anybody to check out 2164. Back to Janelle. During your tenure at the Miami Foundation, you oversaw the creation of Give Miami Day, one of the nation's largest giving days. And for people who are interested in giving days, you probably want to ring up Janelle and find out about their success. You led donor engagement and fundraising for the foundation's 50th anniversary campaign. Both of these initiatives not only unlocked and expanded unrestricted assets for the foundation, but also created unique and meaningful outreach and storytelling opportunities. Congratulations on that amazing effort. Prior to joining the foundation in 2010, Janelle received her bachelor's degree in business administration from Florida International University. Okay, there's my hard stop again. What did you want to do when you went to school?
So it's funny, I changed my major like three times. So long life career was, I wanted to be a meteorologist, and that did not go for me. So I ended up deciding, really loved marketing, and actually how I joined the Miami Foundation, I was a marketing intern. So I participated on the rebranding of the Miami Foundation from the Dade Community Foundation.
So I'm getting an image, was a little like a 10-year-old Janelle, like excited to be a weather person. Like, is that what you were? Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yep, that was. I living in South Florida, living in Miami, I loved the months of June to November where I would be tracking hurricanes from my bedroom.
Well, you know, I can't really think of a better place in some ways to study weather than maybe the Miami and Florida area. Yeah. You currently
and fun
serve.
Fact, sorry, ahead. And fun yes, fact, no, the National Hurricane Center is headquartered on the campus of Florida International University.
Wow, that is a fun fact. I will use that at my next cocktail party. Yeah, because I would have thought that maybe somewhere else. I'm not sure, but that's pretty cool. So all of a sudden, you just meteorology and you just said, hey, this isn't for me. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. I took one meteorology class and I was like, no, this is not. Yeah. I was kind of interested in it, but yeah, no, thanks. You are currently serving as the president of the Advancement Network, AdNet, and that's kind of why you're here today. We're going to be talking about that. Certainly wanted, you know, if you wanted to talk about Miami Community Foundation or Miami Foundation, we certainly can. AdNet is a national membership organization for community foundation professionals serving in fund development, philanthropic advising, and donor servicing roles. So that is what we're going to talk about. But first of all, of course, I always have to ask, you know, are you listening to a podcast, reading anything, watching a TV show that you want to share with people, or you can also choose the secret talent. So if you have a secret talent.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just finished this book. So it's called The End of Food Allergy. Oh, so wow. Actually, my daughter has a severe egg allergy. She was diagnosed at 6 months old and she is now 7. And so we're embarking you know, the elementary school days and, you know, everything that comes with that, especially food anxiety is very common in children that have food allergies. And so I just finished that book. It's by two researchers that are focused on immunotherapy. So how to introduce small bits of the allergen, and hopefully the children or anyone that's participating in the study will be able to eventually tolerate larger quantities of the allergy, so that if there's a mistake or if there's an accident, it's not fatal or, you know, catastrophic by any means. So
not to put you on the spot,
but not to be a Debbie Downer, but that's actually what I just finished.
Well, you are a parent. But, you know, I was going to ask you, is that one, did the book reveal, is that a recent development in our history, or is that been all with us all along? We just never recognized food allergies as such.
So it's actually skyrocketing. And they've done a lot of different studies about what populations around the world. My food allergist happens to be, I adore her. And she has shared with me that the increase of food allergy, especially in children, I mean, some children would outgrow it at 2 to 3 years old. And now they're seeing that children are outgrowing some of these allergies at 12 to 14 years old. So,
wow.
I had an allergy as a child. I outgrew it at two. And so it's just the way, unfortunately, the trends are following. And especially you see increased rates in urban communities. So not being in a rural area where you're dirty most often.
Eat some dirt. Get out there and eat some dirt.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Oh, that's really fascinating. So sorry, we could have a whole podcast. That's podcast.
It's a great read. It's fascinating.
Okay, cool. And do you remember who the author was on that one, or I can look it up? It's Don't worry about it.
Two doctors.
Okay. Well, we would hope, right? Yeah. So Janelle, let's see, tell us our listeners about AdNet. You're serving as the president and you've done an exceptional job, and I've gotten to know you from, serving on AdNet's board, and, you're a force in the development area or arena, and you've been a force with AdNet. And so I think it's really important for people who don't know what AdNet is to figure out, you know, not only maybe some of the history and also just, you know, what it's all about. So if you could do that, that'd be great.
Awesome. So the Advancement Network, we lovingly call it AdNet, has been in the community foundation space for many, many years. Mm-hmm. It previously was incubated within the Council on Foundations as one of those affinity groups that you're probably familiar with. And then there was some changes back in 2012 in the community foundation space. But at that point in time, AdNet decided to incorporate themselves as a separate 501c3 entity. And very happily, they were really spearheaded by a number of vice presidents, directors, and donor services that really wanted to make sure that AdNet would be in the community foundation space in perpetuity. And so the 501c3 public charity was established, and a governing board was established at that point in time. And over the last 13 years, I've been affiliated with AdNet as a member. I joined the Community Foundation in 2010. As I alluded to, I was an intern. And I quickly, upon graduation, so kind of going flashback, it's 2010. We're in the height of economic crisis in the United States. And I had two lines of thought. Am I going to go and get a master's degree, or am I going to try to find a job? And so sitting at graduation, I was one in my row that actually had a job secured to start the very next day.
Yeah.
And so I started at the Dade Community Foundation full-time in our development department. And at that point in time, there was an iconic transition in leadership that had happened in 2009. And so there was a lot of vacancies within the organization. And so I stepped into that donor services role. And at that point in time, I had no resources whatsoever. I had no documents that were digital. coming as a student, we had no email marketing. So one of the first things that I did was start cold calling all of our donors, asking for their contact information, asking for their email, but quickly realized I was in over my head. This community foundation space was very new. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. But all I knew was that there were peers across the country that I could lean into. And so very quickly, I got pinpointed in the right direction to join AdNet. And I started participating in some of the webinars that were being provided at that time. And then I was given this invitation to participate in the annual gathering that they had at that point in time. I have to say, I walked into my first conference being the youngest person in the room. But really embraced it. And I was just so taken aback by how generous the community foundation field, especially those in donor services and development. I think oftentimes people feel like we're a very competitive bunch in our own communities. But I will say that the community foundation field has been extremely generous to me. And that's really been the guiding force for me and in my involvement with AdNet to be able to give back to those that have invested in me. So I then joined AdNet as a board member in 2015 and really have had the pleasure to meet wonderful people like yourself, Eric, and many really bright community-minded professionals across the country. And so, yeah, AdNet's been wonderful. It's been a networking opportunity. It's been an educational and peer exchange group. And we're really excited. AdNet has also taken on various forms through the pandemic. And so I know many membership organizations have had to pivot over the last couple of years. And so we have experienced our own pivot, but there's definitely a resurgence, and we're really excited to be able to be in networks, in conversation, and really have an opportunity to guide other folks in the field.
So you talked about being an intern early on in your nonprofit or community foundation career. Like, what attracted you to fundraising or development?
It's a great question. So I love people. And I really enjoy authentic relationship building. And I think, you know, joining the team at a very, it was just a very transition time. And so I just loved getting to know the peers at the foundation. And very quickly, I volunteered to participate on review committees and really just try to get a taste of everything. And so during that internship year, I helped a bit on governance. I helped a bit in marketing. I helped our programs team review applications. And I actually updated the website in HTML for a long time. Which is not necessary anymore, but I love to say that fun fact. And then when it came to really meeting with donors, I was just kind of blown away that individuals could come from nothing. I love the story of the millionaire next door, someone that came in with a crumpled check in their pocket. And so I was able very early on to sit in on those conversations. And I was just blown away by the team being able to share and guide and really the team to be able to authentically sell, so to speak, the community that we're in. I was born and raised in Miami, and I can't imagine living anywhere else. And that's kind of rare. We see a lot of new companies and families coming to Miami. And I often represent those that have been here for some time. And we want to make sure that we're making the community better for everybody. And so thankfully, I've had the opportunity to do that in my tenure here.
No, and just so our audience knows, you show and demonstrate your love for the area too by serving on a few organizations: Care Elementary, the Junior League of Miami, and the Miami Rescue Mission. So you truly are living by your values, if you will. So what do you specifically get out of AdNet? What do you get out of AdNet?
Oh, so much. So not only the opportunity to network with people all across the country, but I am a forever student, and I love being challenged. I love learning something new, and I have just been blown away by the philanthropic solutions that peers across the country have been able to implement in their own community. I mean, we are a young community, and things that may take a little bit longer to initiate and try in maybe an older community is relatively easy to do here. And so it just excites me, the opportunity to learn and be able to come back after every webinar, after every conference, and to be able to share that with my team and across my organization. So really, it's been an opportunity to spur ideas and really feel comfortable saying, I don't know how to do something. Can you help? Can you share with me those best practices?
And can I say, from a smaller foundation perspective to an organization like the Miami Foundation, it's refreshing to hear you say you don't know, or you may not know, or you might learn from somebody else. I have to say that is a wonderful quality about you. So that you're able to admit that you're going to seek out information, you're going to find out what other things are doing or how other things are. You're not saying that we're perfect and we know exactly what we're doing here and that we're unwilling to learn because we feel like we've got it totally set up and we know exactly what we're doing. I find that really refreshing. So I'm just trying to give you a long-winded compliment, but I think it's a great way to always want to learn and look at new things. And I think that's pretty cool. Regarding AdNet itself, so describe some of the programs or some of the things that AdNet offers people. Obviously, there's the networking, there's the getting to know people, but as far as like tangible products, like what does AdNet offer somebody who's either new or has been in the field for a while?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have the opportunity to peer exchange. One of the things that we found during the pandemic was we were all Zoomed out, but we were just desperate for connection. And so we have really evolved the way that we have created webinars and meetings over the last couple of years so that they are face-to-face. We're not necessarily just looking at a presentation for an hour's time. So we're creating content that's generated by members, for members. And that content really varies whether you're a small foundation, a larger foundation, you just joined the field, or you've been in the community foundation field for 20 plus years. We have some members on that really run the gamut, and I love that. And so these are opportunities to engage with one another. We like to make it a very fluid, open conversation, have the flexibility to ask questions in real time. And then there's so much follow-up that happens after, shared resources. I participated on a webinar a few months ago, and I was one of the presenters, and I got 5 or 6 emails after the fact, and we're continuing these conversations today. So it's been really wonderful to be able to help and to learn from one another in that regard. And then in addition to that, we have a conference that we put on. We will be, AdNet is a program related partner for the upcoming COF Leading Locally conference. So we have curated a few sessions that are really targeted for AdNet professionals, which we're really excited to bring that content back. And then we will have a standalone AdNet conference in 2024 that will be focused on a variety of different content, but it is intended to be more of a deep dive into the spaces and priorities that we all have. And then the last thing I will mention is that, you know, those that have come before us, those that have invested in AdNet over time, have been very wonderful to the organization. And so one of those leaders is Robin Farabee. And Robin generously has supported some scholarships for AdNet members. So he was the vice president of the Community Foundation in Southeast Michigan for a number of years and was on the AdNet board and was president and was crucial in establishing the organization as a separate 501c3. And he's really prioritized giving back 2 AdNet members, and we have 3 scholarships that are annually provided. And so it really gives an opportunity for members to continue to have professional development opportunities. Some of them are related to conference, and then others is, you know, a choose your own adventure. Understanding that professional development dollars have been radically decreased for professionals. And so trying to find a way to bridge that gap so that people stay in the field. One of the things that we've noticed over the last couple of years is that many people are leaving the community foundation space. Yeah. Just in my team alone, last year we lost 3 team members on my team. And so that was 12 years of experience. And so some of the feedback that we had heard across the community foundation field is resources, connection. That's what will keep people here. And we want to be able to play our part to be able to continue to steward that next generation of leaders.
And so what, if anybody wants to find out more information about AdNet, you know, we're into gratuitous plugs here. So where should they find out more about AdNet?
So you please visit our website, www.adnetcf.org, and feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm so happy to have a conversation. One of my favorite things to do is speak to new members, and I would be happy to have a conversation.
And then dues are annually are only $125, if I recall correctly. I mean, it's such a bargain. I mean, if I can really talk about that, I think it's just such a bargain. And in a fantastic endeavor. One of the things that I gravitated towards was just the tangible kind of practical advice, but also there's lofty advice too, as well, or lofty, ambitious things that people are working on and endeavoring to create within their development teams, which I find really neat. But also there's this really neat group that gets together in these annual conferences, typically speaking, outside of COVID times, that just really offer some really nice practical advice and that networking that's so important. Can you, I want to get you out, but I do want to ask you another question. It's like, what is probably the most misconception about community foundation development versus maybe regular, air quotes here, nonprofit development?
That's a great question. I think oftentimes us as professionals probably struggle with it. I think sometimes other organizations feel like we are in it for ourselves in some like personal ways. In actuality, like we are truly in it for the communities that we live in.
Yes.
That's something that I've always thought was kind of comical, that we are truly benefiting our nonprofit ecosystem as a whole, and working with both private and the public sector to really develop solutions that maybe philanthropic dollars can't address right away. And so that has been historically the conversations that I've had sometimes with other nonprofit executives in our community, or even, you know, the university system is like, okay, but what is in it? What's in it for you?
Yeah, exactly. That's
what
funny.
Dollars are you going to retain from this? And most of the time we're pastors. Like the dollars come to us and they immediately go out, or, you know, our fee is so nominal that really in actuality they're surprised. And the question that we always get is, but why are you doing this? And it's, you know, one of the things that I always go back to is, we are the permanent endowment for Miami-Dade County, insert whatever community that you live in. And the only way we are successful is if we have a really strong nonprofit ecosystem, and our investment into them really correlates back to our mission. And so it's really been a very, very rewarding experience working at the foundation, but also to be able to see that same kind of success across the board for our members.
No, here. I think it's really funny. I often experience that too, not only with maybe nonprofits, but sometimes advisors will say, hey, it's fourth quarter, it must be a good time for you. And I'm like, it's a good time for the community. I always just
exactly.
It's just really funny. It always strikes me. Anything else that I haven't asked you about AdNet or that you'd want to mention for listeners that I haven't asked you about?
So we will be developing a survey in the next couple of months. We know that the needs that our members have today are very different than the needs that they probably had 3 years ago. And so we want to be nimble. We want to be available. Please respond to the survey. And even for those that are not members, you know, what is the reason why you don't want to join as a member of ADNET? Please provide that feedback so that we can make sure that as we start to look forward to the next couple of years and develop, you know, a more robust strategic plan, that input is really included in our growth. But please connect with us, make yourselves available. And if you have the opportunity to attend any of our events or any of our webinars, please do so and feel free to come as you are. Be open about, you know, what you want to learn and maybe you can help somebody else.
Awesome. Well said. Well, Janelle, I really appreciate you being on the show today and talking about ADNET and congratulations again on the promotion. So well deserved.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you, Eric.
All right. Janelle Kaplan over at the Miami Foundation talking about ADNET. And again, it's adnetcf.org if you want to learn more information about ADNET. It is just a really great organization. I just can't speak highly enough about it. And granted, I am on the board, but I do have to say that I was looking for something a little bit more tangible in my career, and I found it in ADNET. And I love all the other organizations, the subgroups, the ProNet and Comma and other ones that are serving kind of subgroups within the council, the community foundation space. And I'd encourage anybody who wants to get involved a little bit more deeper to go with some of those organizations too as well. You can find out all more information about those organizations on the website, emergentcf.com, or you can reach out to the EmergentCF. You can reach out to me at emergentcf@gmail.com. Learn a little bit more about some of the organizations as well. As always, we thank Andy Epler for our intro music. I want to thank David Cutter for our outro music. Find us wherever you find your pod content, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Reach out to the show at emergentcf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.